been our land, raising up the kind of man with a burning in his heart to be free. Like the preacher men of old, he can't be bought, he can't be sold. What did they preach? They preached liberty to a people who loved their liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God on land and say, from bad law we will keep our people free. Jury will guard our liberty. They called the king into accounting for his disregard of law, told their people not to yield before his threats. For God established rulers to protect the rights of man and ordained government to fit into his plan to maintain his people's liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God on land and say, from bad law we will keep our people free. Through the jury we'll guard our liberty. Such preacher men today to show our people the way to redeem their lost liberty. The fires of hell cannot prevail against one man who'll take a stand from the pulpit, expose tyranny and teach his people liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God on land and say, from bad law we will keep our people free. Through the jury we'll guard our liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God. Jury says, not guilty, we choose to acquit. The state was wrong to charge him. This law is not fit for a people who love their liberty. For a people who will die for liberty.
And good morning and welcome to La Porte Church of Christ. This is July 27th. 2025, we welcome you folks out there. We thank you for joining us this morning. Before we get started, let's go to our Heavenly Father with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask that as we assemble here together, that we may be found pleasing in your sight. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us. And as we sing songs and get into your word, Lord, we just ask that you shine your face down upon us. We pray that we can draw closer to you, that we can put away the cares of the world, that we can seek you and your kingdom and your ways. Lord, we're grateful for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day, and we give you thanks for that. We give you thanks that our cup runs over with blessings from your throne. We thank you and praise you for being our King. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, I want to start off with a song this morning. This one is On the Road to Loving God Again.
Say you came to pass the time of day. Why not confess that you have lost your way? say you missed me in the time we spent apart. And you wish you knew the way back to my heart. Get back on the road to loving God again. Not the trail of yellow bricks that led to sin. Just say you repent the way you went and mean it deep within. And get back on the road to loving God again. Never mind all the sorrow and the show and all the vows. With you they come and go. Give me proof you mean to love him faithfully. And take up your cross and follow along with me. Get back on the road to loving God again. Not the trail of yellow bricks that led to sin. Just say you repent the way you went and mean it deep within. And get back on the road to loving God again. Get back there, Dad. Get back there, Mom. Get back there, child. Get back on that road again. Be the man and woman and child of God you're called to be. And love and serve him faithfully. Get back on the road to loving God again. Not the trail of yellow bricks that led to sin. Just say you repent the way you went and mean it deep within. And get back on the road to loving God again. Get back on the road to loving God again. Not the trail of yellow bricks that led to sin. Just say you repent the way you went and mean it deep within. And get back on the road to loving God again. And get back on the road to loving God again.
I like that song. I hope you do too. There's just a lot of stuff going on in the world today. We're going to do things a little bit different. We've got couple songs. I spent more time on working on a communion message than I did on an actual message. I took several notes. I've been making notes and had to get out of here rather quickly last week to go to the hospital to pray for Ron. And I shared that with you guys. And I know there was a lot of people that called, texted, emailed, and wanted to know how Ron was doing. And Ron did make it out of the hospital. He made it home. He's still in rough shape, and do appreciate you just to continue to pray for him. And we've got this bulletin that I've been working on, trying to perfect it and trying to make it better, but emailed out this morning, and try to set it out on Sunday morning before church. And it's got the link so you can click the live church video stream. It's also got the live audio stream. And if you, it's got basically kind of our itinerary on what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be talking about. But what I want to focus in on is the prayer requests that we've got there. We put the prayer request for all the prayer requests that we get called in, that call in onto the Wednesday night prayer meeting. We put those there in that bulletin. And would just really appreciate it if you'd take that and keep these people in your prayer. Pray them throughout the week. I know I talked to several people that, just situations. There was a 3-year-old Silas in Iowa, and he was flown to Children's Hospital and was on life support and put out an urgent request that was on there. That's on the list. But put an urgent prayer request out for him. Not sure, haven't got an update. I know they were talking heart transplant, but I know that there is power in prayer, and I don't want people to take this lightly. I want people to take this very seriously and make a point of praying for these people and lifting them up to our Heavenly Father. There's power And it's something I really don't like it when I hear, you know, there's nothing that we can do. There's nothing that I can do. There is something that you can do, and that is pray. Take these prayers, join our prayer list if you're not on it, and get the prayer request and pray for one another. We're part of a body of Christ, and we're all of one body, and we when one part of the body's hurting, the whole body hurts. And there's power in numbers when we come together in agreement on an issue and bring it before our Heavenly Father, and He hears those prayers. Do encourage people just to do that. I didn't want to go through all the prayers on that list, but do just encourage you. If you don't get the bulletin, subscribe to shoot me an email, jason@sfaw.org, and ask to be put on that prayer list. And we send it out. Sometimes it's once a week. Sometimes it's three or four times a week. We send out urgent prayer requests. It just depends on if we get a call. And there's nothing too great nor too small for our Heavenly Father to do. And if you have a prayer request, if there's something that's going on in your life and you need prayer, you know, send an email, make a phone call, you know, whatever, let us know. And if you want it to be anonymous, we can do that as well. We don't have to put a name on there. I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through things that are worried that, you know, somebody's going to know what they're going through or something like that. We can make it completely anonymous, and, you know, that's available. Just, you know, let us know. But do encourage the remnant to take advantage of that resource that we do have available to us. I want to have another song, and this one is Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. We've got the Dragon Slayer Volume 7 that if you haven't received it and you're on that mailing list, you should be receiving it real soon. We did get the online version mailed out. If you'd like that, let us know. If you'd like it in print format, we'd like to send it to you. Just let us know. And I do appreciate those that let us know when they get those, when they receive them in the mail. We're getting it to you a little quicker, and it's just a full bunch of information in there, and been really happy with the way that they've been turning out. The Holy Spirit's been really working, and just thankful for the remnant that allows us to keep putting these messages out. If you didn't hear the message prior to this, it was the Bible Zoo and the Kingdom, Part 1. And it was part one of a five-part series that Pastor Peters did years and years ago. And it was one that just recently digitized. We had several copies of it. I'd been trying to work on it for a long time because I think it was a very powerful message, but the audio quality was so horrible on it, you couldn't hardly understand it. But was able to get that cleaned up, and it was, to me, it was just an awesome message. And got a text at the end of that message when it was playing from a Christian brother and said, you know, he said, hey, you need to put that on the resources page. That message needs to be there so people can find it. And I plan on doing that and plan on putting all five of them there. It's something that just ties in with everything that that I see that's happening across this country. And I think that it puts a really good explanation on what we see. One of the things that I'm encouraged by is, you know, us just being able to replay and rebroadcast these messages, you know, from Pastor Peters and Colonel Moore and Richard Hoskins and Earl Jones. You know, the guys that you've got standing before you, myself, Richard, the men that, you know, we broadcast on the radio, we don't hold a candle to those guys. They were the forerunners. They were our teachers. And, you know, we've still got a lot to learn. And, you know, right now it's just, you know, I'm the guy that's standing in the gap trying to get these timeless messages out. I think that it's more important for us to be getting these messages out than ever before. And I feel privileged to be able to do that. I've never thought in a million years that we'd be broadcasting stuff that was recorded 40 years ago for a church service and getting more feedback than it ever has before. It does take a lot of time, energy, and finances to be able to put these messages together and to broadcast them and to put them on CD and DVD and get them sent out. And I know that there's people out there that are praying for us, and I do appreciate that. I really covet your prayers. It means a lot to us. And I just, I really believe that these messages that these prophets brought 40 years ago, that they had, they came from a different era. They came from a different time. They saw things. They went through different experiences. Colonel Moore talking about war and what he saw when he was, you know, held captive and so many other things. It's you know, they shared life experiences and they saw things that were happening. And you know, if they were here today, I don't think that they would even recognize the things that have happened to us. But they were warning us about it. That's one thing I think that all of those men had in common, is they saw these things coming, and they did their darndest to try to warn us about them. They tried to warn us about the communism coming into America. And, I mean, it's here, whether people recognize it or not. And we've got enemies that have risen to high places, and they're fighting against God's people. We're still in a spiritual warfare and also a physical warfare. Today, the message that I have before you, and I'm going to have to move on rather rapidly, but I titled it Watchmen on the Wall, Exposing the Danger and Standing Firm. And these are just some scriptures that I wrote down this week as I was working on the message and going through some of Pastor Peter's old stuff and trying to edit some of this stuff. And it was just some scriptures that really stood out. I want to start with Ezekiel 33, verse 6. But if watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the horn, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he is taken away for his wrongdoing, but I will require his blood from the watchman's hand. And I believe that that's one of the things that, you know, all of those men that we talked about, Pastor Peters, Earl Jones, Richard Hoskins, Colonel Jack Moore, they did. And they were the watchmen on the wall. And they did their best that they could. They dedicated their lives to preaching the truth, to warning about an enemy. John 8:44 says, You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature, because he is a liar and the father of lies. And then that ties in with Revelation 2:9. I believe that, you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of people, this is one of those scriptures. I think that it's being spoken about more now than it has been in a long time. But we read, "I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." We've got a whole slew of them that are out there that call themselves Jews, but are of the synagogue of Satan. And they just... they are being exposed, and praise God for that. I see so many people that are talking against the Jews now, and what liars they are, what filthy people that they are, and there's still so much censorship that has taken place on that simple fact. There was some articles that I shared, and I had heard it several times, and went to share it with somebody, and it was basically scrubbed, couldn't even find it. And it was a Green Beret that was talking about his experience over in Israel and how he went over there having one opinion of the Jews and came out with a completely different opinion of them, how they would shoot three-year-old children and wait for their parents to come running to save their children, and then would get their free shots, what they called them, and be able to kill the parents when they were trying to save their child. And he came back from being over there and said they're dogs. And he had a hatred for them, and he wanted to expose them for what they were doing. And it was sent out, and then it was scrubbed, and you couldn't find it. I'm sure that if a person digs hard enough, we'll be able to find it. And then I thought about 2 Thessalonians 2:11-12. We read, "For this reason God will send upon them a deluding influence, so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged, who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in the wickedness." And I think that we've got a lot of people that have done just that. They've believed a lie. They don't want to believe the truth. And I've been talking with several people recently, and it's people need to get into the Word of God, and they need to get into His ways. And I've got a more of appreciation for the way Zach starts his messages out more today than ever before. And every week I think it's stronger. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this is how we get to know our God. And we need to get into the Word. We need to get to know our God. And there's always constant corrections. When we get into this living Word, there's things that I see every week that are different than the way that I saw them before. And, you know, that's a learning process. And just encourage people to be doing that. It is a time for courage. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in perilous times. The trumpet must be sound. Evil is not only creeping in, it's marching through the gates of our nation. There is a spiritual war being waged for the soul of America and the hearts of our people. We, the remnant, are called to stand on the wall and warn of what is coming. There's a hidden hand that is at work. There are those that are behind the scenes, bankers, media, Mongols, global institutions who promote an anti-Christ agenda. We see this just about everywhere that we look. Jesus Christ told us about them. He warned us about these imposters in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Their allegiance is not to truth or righteousness, but to power, control, deception. They seek to destroy Christian influence in America. They fund wars, collapse economies, and flood nations with lawlessness. They promote sin while silencing God's people. We are told to ignore it, to be silent in the name of tolerance, but the truth is that those who reject Christ are the enemies of the cross. We read in Philippians 3:18, "For many walk, of whom I often told you, and I now tell you even as I weep, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ." The modern Zionist agenda, today's Zionism has become a political and religious deception. It promotes endless wars in the Middle East for the sake of one nation. It demands that America bow to Israel, interest over our own. It seeks to rebuild the temple without Christ, the true temple. They are preparing to crown a false Messiah, and we must not be deceived. The church must not be silent. Many churches in today have fallen under the spell of false prophecy, teaching Christians that they must bless the Antichrist movements, suffer judgment. This is a lie from the pits of hell. God blesses obedience and not compromise. We are commanded to expose the deeds of darkness. In Ephesians 5:11 we read, "Do not participate in the useless deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. We are not to fellowship with those who hate Jesus Christ. We are not to separate. We are to be separate, holy, and courageous." 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore come out from her, their midst, and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean. I will welcome you." Call to the remnant. We had the watchman on the wall. Now, that torch has been passed, and that's our job as Christian soldiers, to continue to be those watchmen on the walls. There's a sword that's coming. We know the truth. We've been blessed with good teachers that have shared the truth with us. And, you know, more than ever, I'm enjoying these messages than I ever have before. And I'm thankful that we're able to continue to put them on the resources page, broadcast them on the radio and on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got so many of these hidden gems that I believe that it's really the Holy Spirit that is guiding and directing and bringing these messages. And, you know, because I'm not smart enough to figure out what I need to be playing, on what week I need to be playing it. I really rely heavily on the Holy Spirit, and do continue to ask that you pray for us here in our efforts. There is a lot of people that fear the label of anti-Semitic. They fear of preaching the scripture. Christ himself warned us of those who say that they are Jews but are of the synagogue of Satan. Truth is not hate. Silence in the face of evil is hate. The hour is late. The world is becoming conditioned for a great deception. Only the Spirit of truth can guard our hearts and our minds. And I want to close out this portion before we move on to communion with a prayer, and just ask that you pray with me. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we come before you today as your covenant people. We lift up our voices in repentance and plea. Our land is being overtaken by liars, deceivers, antichrist. The truth is under attack. Your Son, Jesus Christ, is blaspheming by those who call themselves your chosen, but deny the Messiah. Expose the works of darkness. Lord, bring confusion into the camp of the wicked. Let every plan to enslave your people fall to the ground. Give us boldness. Give us truth. Give us discernment in this hour. Raise up watchmen, prophets, warriors who will not bow to Baal or kiss the feet of tyrants. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over America. We cry out, "No king but King Jesus. Deliver us from evil, from the false doctrine, from blind Zionism, and from cowardly pulpits. This is the land. We are the people. We are your covenant people. Let the remnant rise. Let the trumpet sound. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen." As we move on to the communion portion of today, I want to start off with a song. This one is "He Turned the Water into Wine." Pastor Peter's knocked this one out of the park.
He turned the water into wine. In
from the Sea of Galilee. Shout it far and wide, he calmed the raging tide, and he walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He turned the water into wine.
In my Lord now.
He turned the water into and the lame.
Hallelujah.
He healed the leper and the lame. He said, go and tell no man, but they shouted through the land. He healed the leper and the lame. He turned the water into wine.
In my Lord now.
He turned the water into wine. Hungry multitude.
Did he, brother?
Yes. He fed the hungry multitude. With a little bit of fish and bread, they said everyone was fed. He fed the hungry multitude. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. In that little Canaan town, the word went all around. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine.
I like that song. I entitled this communion message, The Covenant Meal for the Remnant. And I want to just go over some scriptures. I think it's good for us to remember and sometimes just get back to the basics. And just been making notes, and this is just a compilation of a lot of notes that as I went over it, I just kept adding to the list and adding to the list. And I think that I think it's good for us just to remember sometimes. I want to start off by reading Luke 22. 19 and 20, we read, and when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, for as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. John 6:53 says, so Jesus said to them, truly, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in yourselves. Hebrews 13:12-14 says, therefore Jesus also suffered outside the gate, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood. So then, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. A covenant meal in a time of war. Communion is not just a tradition, it's a covenant, an act of spiritual warfare. Psalms 23:5 says, this is a table prepared in the presence of my enemies. Through it we reaffirm loyalty to Christ, and we reject the spirits of the world. It's a meal that divides. Judas sat at the tabernacle while betraying Christ. So do many today. Modern-day betrayals come through the apostate church, globalist, antichrist agendas, false religious identities. Revelation 2:9 says, I know your tribulations and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. The body that was broken for the remnant, Luke 22:19, we read again, And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given unto you. Do this in remembrance of me. His body was broken to heal the broken. Isaiah 53:5. From the church to the body of Christ. It is a fulfillment of the covenant. Isaiah 53:5 says, But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment of our well-being was laid upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. It is the blood of the covenant. Luke 22:20. This cup which is poured out for you is the covenant of my blood. It's not ceremonial. It is a sign of a living covenant. His blood, it washed away sins. It marks the remnant. Hebrews 9:22 says, And almost all things are cleansed with blood, according to the law. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. 1 Corinthians 11:27-30 says, Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy way shall be guilty of the body of the blood of the Lord. But a person must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For the one who eats and drinks judgment to himself. If he does not properly recognize the body, for this reason many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. When we partake of communion, we must examine ourselves before partaking. The Lord's table is holy and not to be taken lightly. It's a call to the remnant to proclaim. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, For as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Every communion is a proclamation of Christ's death and soon return. It is a rejection of false doctrines of worldly allegiances. It is a declaration of our loyalty to Jesus Christ. For America and to the remnant, this land is under siege by globalist antichrist, but God's people are still here and Christ is still king. We proclaim at this table, we are not of Babylon, we are of the kingdom, we are of the covenant people of God. This is the land and we are the people. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves, or do you not recognize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? This table is for baptized believers in Jesus Christ. If you walk in sin, unbelief, rebellion, it is a time to get your hearts and your minds right. People need to be testing their hearts. Let us pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the broken body of the blood that speaks life, cleanses our hearts, and strengthens our resolve. Make us bold as lions and pure in conscience. We reject every false spirit, every deception, and every betrayal. We remember that Jesus Christ crucified, risen, and is coming again. This is our covenant. This is our hope. This is our victory. We pray these things, and we pray that as we partake of this, Father, that we remember the price that was paid. We remember the beatings that were taken. We remember the blood that was shed. We remember the body that was on that cross. We remember the nails that were driven through the hands. We remember the crown of thorns that was put upon his head. Lord, we just cry out. We're thankful for the price that was paid for our sins. We plead that blood of Jesus Christ over us, our lives, our souls, over this land. We ask, Father, that you cleanse this land, that you purify it, that you raise up godly Christian men and women and children once again. We pray that we are found putting you first and foremost in our lives. We pray that we can be found purging the sins from our life. We pray that we can be found being better today than we were yesterday, better this week than we were last week. We want to be better Christians. We want to be better brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to be a light to this dark world. Lord, we want to be able to share the truth, the gospel, the good news. And we ask, Father, that you help us to have that discernment, know when to speak and when to be silent. We ask that you make a change in us, Father. We come drawing closer to you, and we thank you for this. We thank you for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. And we just ask, Father, that you continue to allow those blessings of healing and prosperity to flow into our lives. We pray that our cup overflows with blessings from your throne. We thank you for all these things and praise you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may partake. And I guess I finished a little bit early, so we're going to have a couple songs. Stay tuned.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be here. I thank you for this opportunity to be here. And I thank you for the remnant, the faithful that don't bow their knee to Baal, that have upon their hearts no king but King Jesus. I just pray that you continue to bless the remnant. Bless them, keep them, make your face shine upon them, lift your countenance upon them, and grant them peace. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love,
For Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, find the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, find the glory. Was slain, who had borne all our sin and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us.
My strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Light of the world by darkness slain.